Me and my dad, conversations of thought. Both my dad and I believe that we are all connected. These conversations that we have are usually over the phone or with a glass of wine at my home. Where these thoughts come from? Not quite sure, but they sure make interesting conversations. I hope that they encourage you to open yourself up to your own thoughts, dreams, and experiences, because I believe the universe, God, angels, or other spirits are always giving us guidance. Hi, Dad. What's the topic today?
Hello, Ronnie.
Hi, Dad. What's the topic today?
Today, I want to call this looking in the mirror. And that's probably the first thing we do when we wake up. We go to brush our teeth, comb our hair, and we're looking in the mirror. And I think it's so important because what are we seeing in the mirror? We're looking at ourselves. What ideas are we putting out there to the universe as to who we are? What makes us special or unspecial? What do we think our definition is? By the way, we're outdoors, and that's why we're hearing dogs barking and birds.
So when you say that, like, what do you think most people would say that they see when they look in the mirror?
You know, Ronnie, I was thinking that I think that people aren't looking. I mean, they're really not looking at this magic because we're magic. I mean, the mere fact that, we have eyes, we can breathe. It's so incredible who we are. I'm looking at the mirror, I'm looking at myself, and really not looking at myself, mm-hmm. not looking at this magic, this great opportunity of living another day.
So it was just this week, and when I drive to work, I park him back, and I always just take a minute to look at the birds. There's so many different birds back there. And this one day, I see this female cardinal. There's a white truck parked behind me, and she keeps flying right in front of the rear view mirror, right by the window. She looks in the mirror. She tries to get to herself in the mirror, but just ends up on top of the rear view window. And does this again, goes back onto the window so she can see herself in the mirror, and she tries to fly to herself and ends up on, and she does this like 25, 30 times. And all the while, there's a male cardinal flying around her, and she doesn't even pay attention, acknowledge anything. She's literally trying to get to this bird she sees in the mirror. And I just thought, wow, she thinks she's so beautiful, but she has no idea that's her. And she keeps trying to fly by her, to be by her. And even though there's this male cardinal trying to get her attention and trying to get her to notice him, she is just wanting to get to know this bird in the mirror. And I think we don't do that. Like, if we were to see somebody else giving the same type of message, the words of advice, the words of encouragement, if we see someone else doing this, we think, wow, they're doing a great job. That's how people should do it. That's what people need to hear. But when it comes to ourselves, there is a lot of judgment about, like, are we doing this right? Have we failed at it before? There's so many things that come when we're looking in the mirror. But I bet, like, if we were the bird and didn't know, like, that really wasn't us, and could just see, like, oh, look at this soul and what they came here to do, and the gifts they came to share, and everything that they represent, we would probably really like that person in the mirror.
You know, I think you're so right in that it's so easy for us to give someone else a compliment or encouragement. But when it comes to ourselves, we're more critical. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's more fear, and it's hard to do. So when we look at ourselves, it's harder. It's, we're not looking at it as encouragement as we would, if we would be giving encouragement to other people. But wouldn't that be great? I mean, if we could do that, if it was almost like two of us, right? There's this spirit part of us, and then there's that physical part of us that is here on earth, that we could get up and say, look, you can do it today. You can make a big difference.
And I think that spirit part of us knows that we don't have to look into a mirror. The spirit part of us looks to see what we look like in other people's eyes.
Mm.
And that's why, like, there are some people that when we know that our presence around them makes them feel better, more confident, when we know that we're able to have this influence to lift them up, that makes us look good in the mirror, using them as the mirror. And the same goes though for like people that make us feel like we're not doing good enough, or telling us we should be doing more here or better here. Like, they're representing like a bad mirror to us, because these are things that we already feel. And so now represent, like, seeing it reflected through another person, it's like proving that true. Oh, you're not good enough. And so we use people even as these mirrors. And
yeah,
my girls have in their room, one daughter has a bad mirror, and it's like makes you look like shorter and plumper. And the other one has a, I guess, a normal mirror. I don't know. So if we put on an outfit and we look okay in the bad mirror, then we figure like we're fine enough to go out. And but that's like how we are with we don't even realize that we're using everyone as a mirror, because we want to see what we look like to others.
Because it really doesn't matter what, I guess, what we think. It's so important for me to know how I'm looking. I need you as my mirror.
But think, like, if you are thinking about me and you know that all I think of are the greatest things about you, and now go imagine you think about me and then you go look at yourself in the mirror. Now think about, you think of like a teacher that always criticized you or told you you weren't going to be anything. And you think about that before you look in the mirror. Like, what do you think you're going to see?
Well, you're right. You know, a lot of times, you know, it's sabotage. You know, it's what's been drilled in our heads. I was at a nursery this morning and it was so crowded. And we got to the point where we were just stuck. I mean, someone had stopped. There's people behind me. There's people on the side of me. I can't go nowhere. Everyone is just stopped. And I looked to the lady that was, you know, just opposite of me going the other way. And she can't get through. And I looked at her and we just smiled. I smiled at her and she smiled at me. We smiled. We laughed at the situation. And that made everything better.
And like, if you can just imagine like how good that was, the mirror that you represented, you smiled. You could have given her a dirty look or said something or even shrugged your shoulders like, what are you doing? And now, like, think of it on the other end. That's what she's seeing. And then you don't know what goes through their head. Like, if you shrugged, like, what's wrong with you? You're going the wrong way. And what if she took that internally? Like, oh, did I do something wrong? Yeah, you know, like we are other people's mirrors,
right?
And we have to be aware of that.
And the other thing too is that, I mean, when we see ourselves in a mirror, we're identifying who we are. We've been given names, you know, and that name signifies who we are. But these things put limitations. I think when we look into the mirror, it puts a limitation based on how we were filtered, the things that have happened to us. And perhaps that's not a good idea. We have to see beyond that physical, beyond our history, and really believe that there's a lot more to this than just us physically.
And that's, we love Tommy the Who.
Yes.
And that's kind of the purpose of, you have to smash the mirrors sometimes. You have to smash the
pinball
mirrors.
Pinball wizard.
Because you've been programmed to believe something, or maybe through trauma, you've learned to only see certain things, and we're missing out on everything. So there comes a point in your life where you have to be able to smash these mirrors. Like, that's not what I look like. That's not what the world looks like. So you have to know, like, which mirrors you have to smash, because there's other mirrors that are beautiful. You should be reflected in that true way. You shouldn't be looking at life from these bad mirrors. And when you encounter a bad mirror, you have to figure out how to smash it and how to see, like, what message was being told to you in that bad mirror that is no longer serving you, and that now you can transform and see something different, not only for yourself, but so that the message you continue to bring out to everyone else gets transformed as well.
You know, and I think that is so important, because if, you know, and I see it in Chicago, I see it in the homeless, and they all have been dealt their own cards to play. It's a hard game for them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got to be so hard. How do you tell them to look beyond? It's not that situation. You don't have to play by those rules. You don't have to believe that that's who you are. How do you do that?
But I think it's like, see them different.
Yes.
Like, instead yes. of Good looking point. At them yes. as like yes. a homeless yes. person and helpless and
You're
hopeless.
So smart. You're so,
like,
so
look
smart.
At them as a person.
Yeah.
Acknowledge their journey. Like, just see, yeah. like, who knows what they're doing on that level.
You know what it just reminded me? Diving competition. You know, when you dive, you get graded, right? And by how difficult the dive is, right? And you multiply that times your points and you make it. These people are working on a more difficult scale,
right?
And will be graded at a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You know, you have to honor them and see who they really are. They're people that they're taking a harder road. Maybe they decided that they wanted to do that at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to look at them.
And think of who they're helping that maybe other people are not, because they're not as connected to some people. You know, like, everyone has their role to play and everybody has their gift to give. And if you're not in certain situations, how can you influence anything? And so, like, even people will tell me, like, oh, I feel so bad for my child and they're going through whatever. And I say, like, I get it. I do the same thing, but what are we serving anyone if we just feel sorry right. for them and always yeah. want to help them and bury them out of everything? Like, right. what are they learning? And we're taking away their power. And to bring it back to the mirrors, is we're making them look in the mirror like they can't do it on their own.
Well, I think that we're defining who they are in our mind.
Right.
And we shouldn't be doing that, because when we look in the mirror, we want to look beyond that, right? Beyond who we are. I should be looking at the homeless and all these other people less fortunate and see beyond that
right.
and see who they really are.
And we should do that when we look in the mirror ourselves.
Yes, I love it.
Look beyond who we think we are, even if we find ourselves more fortunate. Like, there are still things that we struggle with, that we think there's no answers to these questions that we have. When we look in the mirror, we should also look at ourselves as, like, don't worry, like, you're going to figure this one out. You've got the answers coming. You know, just like how your mom would be with you.
My mom would always pump me up every time.
Because she knew it was in you.
Yeah.
And we should do that for ourselves, for whoever we're seeing in the mirror, whether it's a good job. Maybe we're looking in the good mirror and we think we're doing good and give ourselves a high five. But when we look in the mirror and we're not, then we've got to be the ones to pump ourselves up too.
Well, Ronnie, I see you.
I see you, my daddy.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Dad.
Ronica Paris is a licensed acupuncturist and Reiki master and the owner of naturalhealingcenters.org. This podcast was produced by Ronica's dad at rocketchicago.com.